Lots of news in the world of air travel today. The World Trade Organization issued a ruling today saying that the United States is allowed to impose tariffs on about $7.5 billion worth of EU goods in retaliation for subsidies the EU gave the European aircraft maker Airbus. Meanwhile, there are more developments in the Boeing 737 MAX story. So let's bring in Seth Kaplan here in our transportation analyst. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, let's first talk about this WTO ruling. This has been a 15-year feud between the EU and the U.S. over airline subsidies to Boeing and Airbus. Tell us what this WTO ruling means.
Right. And so to emphasize what you just said, this is most definitely not a part of this latest round of trade tensions. This goes back not to the Obama administration, but to the George W. Bush administration. Started with this U.S. complaint against Airbus. The Europeans, by the way, later lodged a complaint against Boeing, which is working its way through the system. But this means, and this is what's new today, not unexpected that there would be a ruling, but that $7.5 billion figure that you mentioned, which the U.S. is now free to go ahead and implement in the form of tariffs, on European goods, and not just aircraft, other goods too.
Gouda cheese, I know, is one of them.
Yeah.
It's going to be have some tariffs on it. Do you think that this punishment, though, is really going to change anything, or are both sides going to continue giving Boeing and Airbus subsidies?
Yeah, one thing about the airline industry, Jeremy, is that everybody thinks that everybody else is subsidized, right? If you talk to anybody, they think they're operating in a free market and everybody else is getting the subsidies. You know, what is different this time around, as I said, this dates way back, but because we are in this current era, look, this ruling doesn't mean that the United States must implement this tariffs. It just gives it the right to. Mm-hmm. So at a different moment in time, maybe the U.S. would have just kind of used this as leverage to try to get to some kind of a settlement. Whereas the U.S. Trade Representative, Robert Lighthizer, is rather clearly interested in implementing these tariffs. Now, once we find out what's going to happen with the other complaint, the Europeans against Boeing, and they get some leverage, we'll see if this all leads to some sort of grand bargain between the two sides.
Well, let me ask you about Boeing, because there's news on that front today, too. The New York Times reporting that there was a Boeing whistleblower who's claiming that Boeing actively chose profit over safety when it comes to the 737 MAX.
Yeah, the allegation here that there was a synthetic speed reading system, a system that would have gauged the speed of the aircraft that Boeing could have perhaps used on the MAX, a system that it had designed for the Dreamliner, and chose not to. Now, we have to emphasize, this complaint came out after the second crash. So the complaint itself, it's not as if it predated the crashes and was ignored, but this is a Boeing engineer alleging that Boeing could have implemented this system. The Times talked to other people at Boeing who say that, this was a respected engineer, but who say that it's hard to say whether this system would have prevented the crash. They also questioned how easy it would have been to implement this system on an old redesigned airplane like the 737 as opposed to the Dreamliner, which was an all-new aircraft.
Seth, just a few seconds, but best guess as to when the 737 MAX will now be back in the air?
You now have Southwest's pilots out there saying perhaps as late as February or March. Mm-hmm. First time I've heard any stakeholders publicly saying something that late. The plane was grounded in March of this year,
so
Jeremy.
We weren't talking
about a year back when it was first grounded. Yeah.
Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.